Well, firstly, I just want to really thank you all so much for your prayer and support while I was gone. Like, I really appreciate it, and I would not have been able to do it without you guys. And I really could feel your prayers while I was over there. I'm just so amazed by what God did, and I don't even know where to start because there's just so much that he did with me, through me, and, yeah, it was just incredible. So I wrote some notes down just in case I get lost. I guess, in a way, I really had a glimpse of what John was talking about in John chapter 21, verse 25, where he talked about how Jesus, if all the stuff that Jesus did was written down, the whole world wouldn't be able to contain the books that it would need to be written in. So there's just so much that he did, and I'm going to try and think of like the best stuff to share with you guys. So one evening, probably like I think it was the first week I was there, we went out on a treasure hunt. And usually in the past I've done treasure hunts and did not find them very fun or successful, but I thought I'll just give it a go anyway. And so we split up into groups and prayed and just wrote down the first thing that came to our minds. And so some of my clues that God gave me was flashing lights, a red t-shirt, and a sore right ankle. And someone else in my group also had red t-shirt. So we went off to the riverfront where the huge red light district and all the tourists go there. And we see someone with a red t-shirt and flashing lights. So I was like, okay, God, you're awesome. So as we get closer, we realise it's one of our translators. So I was like, oh, like, this can't be the treasure. Sorry. But then we realised she was with her boyfriend, and so I kind of felt to go up and see if, you know, if he needed any prayer. So he's already walking with God, but, you know, they're quite new to the things of the Holy Spirit. So we just went up to him and said, oh, hey, like, do you have any pain in your body? And he said, yeah, I've actually got a sore right ankle. So we prayed for him, and he said that the pain travelled up to his knee, and someone else in my team said, like, on their list they had forgiveness. And so she asked him, is there anyone that you need to forgive? And there was. So he released that person, and the pain completely left. So it was just amazing to see God move. And because it was our translator's boyfriend, we got to have a regular relationship with him, and I just know that even today he still has no more pain. So it's amazing. So what Trish was talking about with me with the mic in my hand, I went to a slum outreach, and there was no way I was going to do any public speaking while I was over there. But someone in my team was like, okay, Nikki, it's you, you're up, you've got to share your testimony and just give a quick sermon. And I was like, okay, I can do that. Somehow it was easier because they couldn't understand what I was saying, so someone had to translate for me, so I've got no idea what she said. But I just shared my testimony really quick and told them, you know, like, the same God that has brought me here today can do a miracle in your life. And afterwards I had a massive line of people wanting prayer. Two ladies that I prayed for were partially blind, and God completely healed them. And then one lady, she had pain from the top of her head to the tip of her toe, so to speak. Like, her whole body was in agony. And I just prayed for the peace of God to be with her. And she said that all the pain had gone. And she wanted to feel like that every day. So we're like, well, you can. Like, this is Jesus. And so she gave her heart to Jesus. So, yeah, it was just so amazing. I think, like, another testimony is we went to a hospital which was so run down. People are sleeping just on the hospital bed. There's no mattress. They don't get fed. Like, their family has to actually bring food in for them. So we went out and handed out food and prayed for people. And there was one man, he was literally on his deathbed. Like, he was so skinny, he could hardly breathe. And his 8-year-old daughter was looking after him. And it just broke my heart. And I just saw a vision of God holding him in his arms and weeping over him. And the man gave his heart to God. So just believing that, I'm not sure if he's, you know, still on this earth, but just know that he's gone to a greater place. And it was just amazing to be able to be used by God from people like that are all over the world to come to Cambodia and just share the message of Jesus with someone that is, you know, about to die. So it was really amazing. And I think the thing that broke me the most is we went to a safe house for children that have been rescued from trafficking. And the mum and dad that run the safe house were just such an amazing Cambodian couple. Like, the father, he just had such the father heart of God, like nothing I've ever seen before. Like, I thought I'd experienced father heart, but this man, just looking into his eyes, could just see Jesus. And I just wept the whole time I was there. And he was telling me a story about one of the children that they've saved. And when this child was, I believe, a baby, he was sold to traffickers. And they would drug him so that he could just lie there while they begged on the street. And when he'd cry at night, they would put him in a pot into the refrigerator. So when they first got him, he couldn't talk, he couldn't walk. He was very scared of women. And he's been with them for 3 years now, and he's walking, he's starting to talk, and he was just so amazing. He just sat on my knee the whole time, and it's just incredible to see the transformation like that God has done through these kids. You know, they're so broken, they've been through so much, and each and every one of them had a relationship with Jesus. And you could just see that they love the God so much. And yeah, it just broke me so much to just be able to see the transformation in their lives. Because Cambodia is such a, I don't know how to say it, a hopeless nation. But the hope of God is there, and God is doing so much in Cambodia, and it's amazing to see. And it was so amazing just to be used by God, to be his hands and feet, and just to pray for these little ones and to just see God move. And I think it's just really changed me to even be up here speaking into this microphone. Like, it's something I would never, ever, ever think I'd be able to do. So yeah, God is just so good. And in saying all of this, they've actually invited me back to be staff on the XP team for 2 years. So I feel like God is saying to go. So I'm planning on going back in February, which is really scary. So I'm just believing God for a miracle. But yeah, if you guys could just keep me in your prayers, and just for God to have his way, because I know that's where I'm meant to be. So thank you so much.